Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, what goes around comes around. Violence directed at the Trump supporters by the vermin of the left is a repetition of history. And I've warned about it for well over 10 years. I have warned about it for 10 years. I said, unless you respect the people's wishes, unless you respect the will of the voter, you're going to have fascism in America. Now, we don't have fascism in America, but the left, as you well know, is a fascist assemblage of vermin that wants to disrupt the voting process in America. The man behind it is the most evil man in the history of America, George Soros. George Soros, a Jewish refugee from Nazi Germany, came to America and has spent his entire life trading money in the back of the temple, almost broke the British pound, did the same thing in Malaysia, almost destroyed the Malaysian currency, fomenting tremendous anti-Semitism in Malaysia amongst the, at that point, quiet Muslim population. George Soros has spent his entire recent years undercutting the Republican Party, even the mainstream Republican Party of George Bush, undermining the voter in every way he can, funding vermin like MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, you name it. Anyone who could disrupt the voters, George Soros is funding. Soros funded MoveOn.org, takes credit for violence in Chicago. Now, we'll go into why an emigre to America who made billions of dollars in a nation that has treated him so well, would want to destroy the nation. We'll go into that later on. Some of it puzzles me, some of it doesn't. But I want to focus directly on what was done at the Trump rallies over the last few days. I want to focus on the vermin on the left who stormed the stage, like the left-wing stormtroopers they claim they're not, who they are, what the assemblage is made up of. We know who funds them. And in my previous book, I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, and I warned that unless the voice of the people is heard, there's liable to be a civil war in this country. My friends, we're in a civil war. It's not a shooting civil war, comma, yet, comma, completely, period. But it is a civil war nevertheless. The radical vermin on the left burnt Ferguson to the ground, almost burned Baltimore to the ground, all on false pretexts of police actions against black men. It's a lie. We know it's a lie. It was a lie in Ferguson. It was a lie in Baltimore. And yet, the radical left exploits the lies, foments the masses, and wants the city to burn, baby, burn. And that's how they intimidate the middle class in this country. The man behind it all is in the White House, the smirking, smiling, smoking, thin man who is literally a Teflon Don. Teflon Don Obama fomented all of this, along with Eric Holder, and now with Attorney General Lynch. They're all behind it. Every last one of them is fomenting this in this country. So what is happening? People don't know how to stop it. Trump wisely left the stage when the left-wing stormtroopers stormed the stage. Wisely, he didn't react. Had he reacted, he would have given them exactly what they wanted, which is to paint him as what he is not. They are, in fact, the fascists I've warned you about. For years, I've warned you about it. I warned you about it in Stop the Coming Civil War. I warned you about it in Government Zero. So now let's look at the history of what happens when the radical communist left gets out of control and acts out the way they're doing in Chicago and everywhere else against a very popular candidate, what's and all Donald Trump. There was a group called, that you probably heard of, you heard who they are, you know what their name is, you've heard that they've been called the Sturmabteilung, but they're not. The stormtroopers, the Sturmabteilung, who were they? Literally, it means in German, storm detachment. They were the original paramilitary wing of the Nazi Party. They were a reaction. They were a reaction. And I'll repeat again. to groups who disrupted the meetings of the Nazi Party. And they were tough street thugs who fought against the paramilitary units of the left, including the Red Front Fighters League of the Communist Party of Germany. Does that sound familiar to you? MoveOn.org. Red Front Fighters League of the Communist Party of Germany was the predecessor of MoveOn.org. Who else? Oh, many others. Many others tried to disrupt the Nazis. Now you say, well, good for them. But Hitler is not a Nazi. Hitler was a Nazi. He was a socialist, a national socialist. Donald Trump is not a national socialist. Donald Trump is the opposite. Donald Trump is a Christian nationalist. So don't lump the two together. Now, the SA have been known in contemporary times as brown shirts from the color of their uniform, the shirts of their uniform, similar to Benito Mussolini's black shirts. So what does it have to do with today? Well, it has a lot to do with today. It has a lot to do with today. George Soros, the most evil anti-American man in American history, who, in my opinion, well, I don't have the power to say what I want to say, so I won't even say it. I'm just a mere talk show host. I don't confuse myself with a politician. Politicians, why, they're the great ones. They're the ones with all the power. They're the true great ones. John Kasich is a great one. Ted Cruz is a great one. Rubio is a great one. Lindsey Graham. These are the great men of our times. They have all the power. They should be doing something to stop the left-wing fanatics, the black shirts, from raging on the stages, beating people up, attacking people. But they do nothing. They keep their mouths shut, which is another story unto itself. But I've warned you that unless the people would be permitted to vote, there's going to be a terribly violent reaction from the people who want their candidate to be heard. And I want to talk about that, which is exactly that question. How would you recommend that Trump react to the left-wing stormtroopers who are violent? They were violent in Ferguson, where they were funded by George Soros. They were violent in Baltimore, funded again by George Soros. Now they're violent against Donald Trump. They actually stormed the stage where there were Secret Service agents. I don't know if you know it's a federal offense, Attorney General Lynch. Your friends who stormed the stage should be arrested for invading a space protected by Secret Service. Well, you're going to have chaos in this country. If you don't arrest them, if you don't arrest them and throw the book at those bums who charged that stage and throw the book at them, you're going to have real chaos in this country, Mrs. Lynch. It's a big topic. And I'm going to ask Mr. Trump, who will be with us in this hour, who he believes are behind these protesters, and what he intends to do about the violence. He'll be on this show. I have an email from a gentleman in New York who said to me, the animals disrupting the Trump rallies are the same MoveOn clowns who were behind Occupy. Then as now, the mainstream media was complicit in protecting these creatures. You didn't hear about occupiers in Zuccotti Park throwing condoms at passing Catholic schoolgirls, about them doing $3,000 of damage to a restaurant bathroom because the owner refused to let them use it, about the occupiers defecating in building lobbies or beating up a shop owner friend of mine who refused to put a We Support the 99% poster in his window. It was only after the New York Post covered that assault, when no one else would, that Bloomberg was forced to toss Occupy. And by the way, he used a lot more muscle than Trump has used. What were the media doing during Occupy here in New York City? I saw them on one occasion asking old hippies in the group to sing folk songs so they could put that on the air. It's not a movement of peace, Michael Savage. It's a movement of violence being supported by Wolf Blitzer, CNN, NBC, all of the crowd. You know who they are? They're fellow travelers. All of these guys in the media are fellow travelers with the violent movement. You say, well, what do they want to do? They want to burn the cities down? Well, for one, they're all left-wingers in the media. 99% left-wing fanatics. So the people in the street represent what they really want to see happening. Secondly, it's good for ratings. Never forget what they live on. If it burns, it earns. If it bleeds, it leads. They have destroyed America. I told you that. I told you it's the media who destroyed America. Don't blame the vermin on the left. When I wake up and I see the vermin on the left, uneducated louts, vermin, garbage, being on CNN, people have done nothing but destroy.
Then you know who the problem is. The problem is CNN. It's not the vermin in the streets. So, the question is, what are we going to do in this country? Where do we turn for an answer? Well, I have an answer for you. There was a president called Ronald Reagan. And many years ago, boys and girls, before you were even born, most of you who were raised on Adderall and the Internet, don't know that we had a conservative governor in the state of California before he was a conservative president who took on protesters here in Berkeley, California, a stoner's throw away from me, my alma mater, where I earned my doctorate very proudly. Way back when, Ronald Reagan confronted the vermin who tried to take over the People's Park. It was public land, and they tried to seize it. And Ronald Reagan stood up to them. And you're going to hear audio tape on this show of how Ronald Reagan dealt with those street rats. And more importantly, you will hear how Ronald Reagan took on the communist professors at UC Berkeley. You should see the video. You should see them trying to attack Reagan, but he wouldn't take the bait. He put them down without losing his temper. He talked to those white-bearded fools. Those white-bearded tenured fools who are it's intergenerational. Their descendants are now ruining America right now. They're sitting there on their perches in Berkeley and Harvard and Columbia, NYU. All of the denizens of lower living. All the institutions of lower living. The little creep, Robert Reich, who pretends that he's a big professor over there at UC Berkeley. They threw him out of government. He got a couple of $100,000 a year for espousing hate every day of his life, in my opinion, about how disequitous the system is. Meanwhile, look into the history of Robert Reich, the great progressive at Berkeley. Look at his wife. And way back when she didn't get tenure, she sued the college back east. She forced the college to give her tenure. This is who they are. These are all power-mad, greedy couples who are jealous of anyone who does better than themselves. But let's put them aside. It's the street thugs that we are concerned about. The street thugs who basically do their bidding. And we're going to hear when I come back some of the Ronald Reagan tapes from the golden years of California and America when we had a man in the governorship as opposed to a fellow traveler, a moonbeam, in the governor's office. And then he became president because the people backed a man who stood up to the street rabble. I'll be back as the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. We're talking about the radicals of the left. They're mainly communist anarchist groups, funded by George Soros in large part. They have pretty names now called Occupy This, Occupy That, Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to call them. They are the radicals who are against democracy. Make no mistake about it, everything they say that they're against, they are doing. And they storm the stage. And there's one guy whose name I would never even want to repeat. He should be in jail, but instead CNN invited him on their network. This is why I say America is in trouble, not because of the thugs so much, and not so much because of the evil politicians or the corruption, but because of the media. Listen to clip number 8 and tell me if you think it was appropriate to have this street garbage on the television after he did what he did. Listen.
I was thinking that Donald Trump is a bully, and he is nothing more than that. He is somebody who is just saying a lot of bold things. He's making bold claims. But I can see right through that, and I can see that he's truly just a coward, and he's opportunistic, and he's willing to destroy this country for power for himself.
Okay, so now let's go to clip number 9 from the same uneducated drug addict in 9.
I was thinking that I could get up on stage and take his podium away from him and take his mic away from him and send a message to all people out in the country who wouldn't consider themselves racist, who wouldn't consider themselves approving of what type of violence Donald Trump is allowing at his rallies, and send them a message that we can be strong,
okay.
We can find
our
strength.
So here's a man committing violence, talking about violence at the rallies that he's going to stop. Now, he violated the codes of civil service protection. He should be in prison. The book should be thrown at him. But we well know that the government itself is behind this. We all know it's Obama and Loretta Lynch who are behind all of this violence against Trump because they do not want a Republican to win. Even a Republican of Donald Trump's independent status is too much for the communist, anarchist, socialist left. So now let's go back to what I promised you before the break. I don't even have the time for it. It's how Ronald Reagan dealt with the Berkeley protesters in 1969. The very same kind of street garbage that we are seeing in Chicago, in Kansas City. This street garbage is nothing new. These are unemployed, useless slackers, mostly drug addicts, who are collecting some kind of money from these left-wing front groups, Occupy This, That, whatever they call themselves. They're getting seed money to cause trouble. Now, a sane government knows how to deal with them. There's a way to deal with them nonviolently, but they have to be dealt with quickly, or there will be civil war in this country. Because I will tell you right now, Trump is extremely popular. The people are not going to be shut down. And there are, I don't know whether I should even tell you this, there are unarmed groups being formed to protect Trump rallies. I warned you that this would happen. I warned you there's going to be a counter-reaction to these street thugs. They think that they have the stage. They're wrong. They don't have the power in this country. They're a small group of people. They're going to provoke violence on the other side, and that is bad for America. It's very bad for America, but that's exactly what the left specializes in, which is violence and anarchy of this nature. The second I come back, we'll play some of the Ronald Reagan pieces of how he talked about what was going on in this country then, when a group of unwashed street rats try to take over a piece of public land called the People's Park. You'll hear how the master, Ronald Reagan, dealt with them. And then you'll hear how he talked to the tenured professors who were on the side of the street bums. And then you'll hear from Donald Trump himself, all in this hour, on the Savage Nation. It's a repeat of history now. The same mentality is now in the streets because America, as imperfect a candidate as he may be, to some of you, he does represent an awfully large part of the silenced America. That's Donald Trump. And to see our democracy going up in smoke because of Occupy movements, Black Lives Matter movements, who have the self-righteous banners all over themselves, and that stirs them up that they can do whatever they want. Well, they can't. We're a nation of laws, and I demand that the law be followed. I demand the federal government throw the book at them for violating Secret Service protection statutes, but you know that Loretta Lynch and Obama are laughing behind the scenes. You know that that's why they're allowed to do this. So we have anarchy. We have government anarchy right now. So I want to go back in time, 1969. A group of street vermin in Berkeley took over a piece of land and tried to turn it in. They did turn it into People's Park, idiots. They were going to grow vegetables. Don't you love it? They really knew about vegetables. They were real farmers, all the hippies. They were real farmers. Anyway, they took over a piece of land, and they wouldn't leave. Listen to clip one.
Those people told you for days in advance that it...
You don't know how I walk a tightrope, and when something goes wrong, I freak out because I need it done my way. I said clip one. Start from clip one, Robert.
At Berkeley, there was a plot of land that had been taken by protesters. The university owned it. They were trying to turn it into a parking lot. The protesters claimed it as a park for the people.
Reagan orders the California Highway Patrol and Berkeley police officers to the park. While the crowd continues to swell, Reagan's chief of staff sends reinforcements to the scene. He tells them to use whatever methods they choose against the protesters. Not long after, police start firing buckshot and tear gas. One student is killed, and an estimated 128 people are admitted to local hospitals. Reagan declares a state of emergency and sends in the National Guard.
He was attempting to crack down on student protesters. You know, depending on your political point of view, he was either successful in doing so or he was authoritarian.
Oh my, an authoritarian. Oh my goodness, we can't have an authoritarian. We can't have an adult in the room. We have to have the animals in the room. They should dictate the terms of our world, right? Well, no, wrong. See, as a result of standing up to the street vermin who threatened the entire social order then, as they do now, Governor Reagan then became President Reagan. Now, behind it all were the tenured professors at Berkeley, living on fat paychecks, complaining about the system, hating everybody who did better than them in America. And so Reagan went into a room with them in clip number two. Listen to this interchange.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university. Now, why did you
negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right.
Important institution.
But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
These were quite controversial moves, but helped solidify a base for him. And he won re-election by...
Shut up. Yeah, helped solidify a base. In other words, he was a law and order candidate who stood up to the street garbage. And by the way, there were no more riots in Berkeley after that. The professors shut their mouths and went back to their classrooms to molest the students. And the street protesters disappeared all of a sudden. The We Shall Overcome crowd suddenly fled when there was a little reaction from the police. Now, of course, we can't ask to be done today what was done then. It would never fly. 1969 is not 2016. But history is repeating itself. We certainly don't expect a governor to stand up and say to the police and the highway patrol or the state troopers, use whatever methods you choose. Boy, oh boy. No, they reserve that for Occupy and Black Lives Matter. They let them use whatever methods they choose. Beating people up, breaking store windows, attacking police. Whatever they want. Let them use whatever methods they want and see where that leads. Especially when you have people in the media who are encouraging them. So this is the opening to the show. I mean, I'm laying the groundwork for what's going on at the Trump rallies as a result of the vermin on the left. And Mr. Trump will be with us himself a little bit after the top of the hour, owing to changing events on the ground. He's had a change that time from, I would guess, 5 minutes from now until five after the hour. So I hope you'll stay with us. Now, were some of you at the Chicago and Kansas City rallies? This is all one topic, but there's another topic that I want to get to today, which is the Kasich story. He portrays himself as a blue-collar guy who's for the little man and for jobs. He's not. He worked for Lehman Brothers. Did you know he worked for Lehman Brothers before the collapse? No, he wasn't on the board, but he was an investment banker. Nothing wrong with being an investment banker, by the way. I am not a communist. I'm a capitalist. But I don't like people who pretend to be one of the working poor. You know, the father was this and that one was that and da 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 da. You know, I cop to the truth. I started out poor, but I'm not poor. I don't pretend I'm still working in an ice cream stand. I don't make believe I'm still working 12, 15 hours a day. Now I'm working only 18 hours a day as a talk show host. But the point was, I don't walk around saying I started poor and I'm still poor. A lot of them do, whether it's in radio or in. It's the same game. Same game. Everybody wants to identify with the poor. Well, I don't. I'm glad I'm not poor. I worked my whole life not to be poor. What should I do? Tell you I want to be poor? I'm not poor. I love the people in Berkeley living in mansions at the top of the hill. And they drive broken old cars when they come down the hill. They wear rumpled old clothing and walk around with their shoulders slumped. Yeah, right on, man. Power to the people. I'm with you. Yeah, right. They go home to their, you know, millions and millions of dollars up there. But, you know, let's put that aside. We have social upheaval going on in America right now because of George Soros' funding. It's an extremely well-organized pack of mad dogs in the streets who are trying to disrupt the Trump rally. They wouldn't be disrupting a Bush rally, would they? Because Bush is them. Why do you think there were never any disruptions at Bush rallies? Because Bush never threatened to do anything that was conservative. Bush always was a member of the established order. Trump is outside the order. You get it? If you get a comment on this, I'd like to have your calls. There's so much more, whether it's the Kasich story in Ohio. It's a huge deal going on. I mean, tomorrow is the big one, right? Tomorrow's the Super Tuesday day we've all been waiting for. And the history of support for free trade deals is going to become a big issue, especially for Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi, because he did support free trade deals, and his wife Heidi did work for Goldman Sachs, or still does, especially since the Cleveland plane dealer just reported that the state lost 112,500 jobs last year because of the U.S. trade deficit with countries in the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And although a CNN poll showed Donald Trump leading in Ohio about 41 over Kasich at 35, Cruz has fallen to number three with 15%. And that is because Cruz supported giving President Obama trade promotion authority, generally known as fast track. That's really what's doing him in. 855-407-2282. I also have a list of the left-wing environmental crybabies who were outed today in the Los Angeles Times for being water pigs. Beverly Hills crackdown on water wasters is having the desired effect. And it's interesting, all of the loudest left-wingers who scream about global warming and the environment, we have the actual usage of their water. Your hair will stand up. They use it to keep their lawns green. They're penalizing profligate users. And amongst the biggest abusers of water are the biggest loudmouths on the left, entertainment industry losers such as so-called comedian Amy Poehler, prominent real estate developer Jeff Palmer, an estate owned by philanthropist and former media mogul David Geffen, used an average of about 27,000 gallons of water a day between June 2 and August 2, about 60 times what an average Los Angeles family uses, and about 9,000 gallons more per day than what Geffen was allowed. Did you hear that? Another great left-winger, David Geffen. Another one. They sit there on their big perch. They tell you about global warming like that idiot Leon DiCapitato. Leon DiCapitato head. After he wins an Academy Award, he gets up and speaks about global warming as the greatest threat to the world, and that it's real. Jumps on his private jet, and then goes to his private yacht with a bevy of girls. You hear this? Do they think you're that stupid? Yes. Yes. They know you're that stupid. If Obama could last in office this long without being impeached, they know that they get away with anything they want to tell you. If street rats can go and disrupt a rally and be held up as heroes by CNN, they know they can get away with anything. That's all. Any other questions? I have the answers. KCMO, Kansas City, Rick, line 5. Go ahead. Tell us about the rally in Kansas City.
Yeah, it was Saturday night, Michael. The protesters were so violent that my wife and her girlfriend and I stood in the rain for 4 hours to get to the door because there's a line at the metal detector. They were so violent, they linked arms, hollered, rush the road, rush the street, rush the doors. They were pushing the policemen, pushing the mounted police on horses. It was so violent that I insisted that we all go home, and I'm not really afraid of anything.
Now, they were trained, by the way, in these tactics by a group in Berkeley. We're using metal pipes on their arms. I know who does this. They should all be arrested. This is violence. This is anti-democratic. These professors who are behind it are the real problem. There are training groups here in Berkeley who trained them for years on how to do these things. But we don't have any leadership to take them on. Why are they so threatened by Trump? Ask yourself that question. Trump has never uttered a racist word in his life. Trump has a wife, a daughter, who married an Orthodox Jewish man, and two of his grandchildren are Jewish. He has never uttered a racist word in his life. Why are they after him so much? Ask yourself that.
Yeah, I was a partner of his in Miami in the 80s, and all the buildings went up when he built them. Nothing else.
But you have to ask yourself, why are the radicals, why is George Soros so afraid of Trump? I really think I have the answer. And the answer is quite simple. If Trump wins, George Soros will be indicted for what he has done these last 7 or 8 years, if not the last 20 years. There will be a price to pay. You see, if they get a regular Republican, any one of the regular Republicans, Soros will skate free, and his children will not be touched. If Trump comes to power, there will be consequences to the raping of the Treasury and the deals that have been done over these years, and they know it, and they want to keep him out of office. So it's financial at the end of the day, in my estimation. There's no other reason for Soros to be funding these groups like Occupy. None whatsoever. Thanks for the call. Where is Obama? Where's the President of the United States? I'm sorry, he was entertaining the ballerina from Canada. The ballet dancer, rather. That was it, with the big smirk. You know, when I see him smirking when the world is falling apart, whether it's in the Middle East, girls are being sold on the auction block as slaves, and I see him smirking away like he's some god. It gets me sick. It gets me sick. He gets away with it because he's the Teflon Don. Obama is truly the Teflon Don. He is the Teflon Don, just as sure as I am sitting here, and there's a reason for it. It's because of CNN, NBC, the whole alphabet list, Fox News. They will not take him on. They will never mention any of his crimes and misdemeanors, nor his omissions. They will never talk about anything he has done that is bad or wrong, ever. They never do. And you have to ask yourself why. It's the same reason these street groups get away with it. You have to ask yourself why. 855-407-282, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COI. We are talking about the Sturm Abteilung of the left, the brown shirts of the left, who are disrupting Trump rallies. They are the fascists of our time. Everything is reversed now in America. Everything is twisted. They claim they're peaceful. They're violent. They're anti-democratic. They're breaking the law. MoveOn.org is raising funds from Trump protests, warns more disruptions will come. I don't know why the police don't arrest them in advance. And they're using they're conducting fundraising activities after what they did. They're lying about what they did. They're saying that Trump canceled a rally in the face of massive, peaceful, student-led protests. MoveOn.org wrote in an email Saturday to members, quote, "We're being flooded with aggressive emails and social media posts from Trump supporters. Some of them are threatening, but we refuse to be intimidated by Donald Trump, Fox News, or anyone else. They're so brave." And then the email asked members to donate $3 to help the effort. The progressive group, the communist group, the Sturm Abteilung group, is funded by billionaire George Soros, a refugee from Europe, survived the Holocaust, came here and caused chaos. This same group has endorsed communist candidate Vermont Senator Bernie Sandman for president. So they go on, listen to how they twist the truth. Quote, "We need to double down on our work, showing that America is better than Trump's bullying, hate baiting, and incitements to violence." So they're the ones who are bullying, hate baiting, and inciting violence. So we're committed to nonviolence. But we will not be silent. We will not be invisible. My friends, this is a very dangerous anarchistic group. They are being funded by one of the most evil men in the history of American politics. What do you have to say about that? What do you think needs to be done by the American government, whether it be federal, but forget about that. Don't hold your breath before Barry or Loretta will do anything about them. What should governors do when these street rats show up and charge a stage? Donald Trump is protected by the Secret Service. It's a felony to charge the stage. I would throw the book at them. But then again, who's the Attorney General? The same Attorney General who won't press charges against Hillary Clinton. If anyone had done what Hillary Clinton has done with the emails, they'd be in jail by now. They not only would have been indicted, they would have been in prison. But okay, you see, you're living in a distorted alternate reality in America under Barry Obama. Barry Obama has created an alternate reality for this world where everything he does is seen as sterling and above the law, and everything anybody does to oppose him is seen as racist or whatever you want to call it. They storm a stage and they call themselves peaceful. So here we are. They're raising money off it. I showed you how Ronald Reagan dealt with protesters. He wasn't afraid. He didn't yell at them. But he jawboned them down and put them in their place. Joining us in the next hour is the man himself, Donald Trump. Be here or be nowhere. I'm Michael Savage.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We're talking about the violence that is being promulgated by the American left-wing movements. You can define them any way you want. Move on this, Black Lives Matter that. They are the true racists. They are the true bigots. They are the true violent purveyors. and yet they present themselves as the peace lovers. They're the ones promulgating hate, and yet they say Donald Trump represents everything they're doing. They must be stopped. They're breaking the law. They must not be allowed to double down in the face of these attacks. They must not be allowed to go up on CNN and glorify their illegal behavior. But then again, we don't have a legitimate government, do we? If we had a legitimate government, they never would have gotten this far in this country at this time. But they're working hand in glove with this government. All right, so we're talking about the violence in America right now by the brown shirts of our time, who are trying to provoke a reaction from the Trump people that will truly be violent, so they can then say, you see that? We told you all along, they're violent. That's what they want. You understand that? They want the muscular Trump supporters to attack and to get into fights with them so they could say that Trump is a violent man. And that's the worst thing that could happen. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? This is the job of the state police. This is the job of the Secret Service. And they did a fine job. I just don't know why the Secret Service didn't arrest that radical who jumped the stage. I don't know why he's not in prison. I just don't understand it. And if they don't arrest that bum, apparently he's a university student, they're only going to encourage more people to charge the stages and to try to harm a legitimate candidate in America. And so we're descending now into some kind of banana republic because we have a lawless government in the White House. I would call it government anarchy, but then again, it's beyond government anarchy. They're not just anarchists, they're activists. Obama is a community organizer. That's his background. Groups like MoveOn.org, funded by George Soros, are community organizations of the type that Obama used to get where he is. So don't assume there's a disconnect here. We're waiting for Donald Trump to join us on the program to talk about this violence against him and against the American people, by the way, who support him. I mean, that's the ultimate thing here. The issue is us, we the people. If you like him or you don't like him, it doesn't matter. What do you want, stages to be stormed now all across America? You want right-wingers to storm the stage of Bernie Sanders? No, you wouldn't want that, would you? Would you want violent people to storm the stage of Hillary Clinton and say, well, she's a bully and she's anti-American, so I did it for the sake of America? You wouldn't accept that, would you? I guarantee you wouldn't accept that. If you care to comment on it, I mean, I don't know what you could say that I haven't already said. We're also talking about John Kasich and Lehman Brothers. And that's a big deal. He was not on the board of directors of Lehman Brothers when it went belly up, but he was an investment banker. And God knows I have nothing against investment bankers. They perform a very useful task in America. I mean, not one of these fools who thinks that they don't do a good job. They do a great job. Investment bankers invest. They take money and they invest it in new businesses. That's what they do. Do you understand that? So if you want to talk about this, I would like to talk about it with you. KSFO, Matthew, fire away. I may have to interrupt you if Donald Trump joins us any minute. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I was at the Trump rally at UIC on Friday, and we were 15 feet away from the podium, and what I saw was a total disgrace. I saw Bernie Sanders supporters and Black Lives Matter people beating up Trump supporters. They almost trampled, and they were shoving old ladies and elderly people. I also saw children separated from their parents. And then I heard them screaming, oh, all white people should die. You deserve to die because you're white.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the disruptors were all, they were non-white, all of them?
No, they weren't. They were a mix. But it was just weird because they were saying that we deserve to die because we were white. And the Trump supporters were a mixture of...
Oh, so you got the minority haters in the crowd along with the... Never forget who's behind it all. It's white liberals who are promoting all of this. You know that.
Oh, yeah, self-loathing white liberals, absolutely.
No, they're not self-loathing at all. These are hardcore communists along the lines of Marx and Lenin. Never forget who... Look, I don't want to go into the history of the Bolshevik Revolution. It was exactly what's going on in America today. Rich white kids. Lenin, rich white kid. Karl Marx, rich white kid. Spoiled from good families. They instigated the masses to overthrow the Tsar of Russia. Never forget where this comes from. It doesn't start with the street rabble. They're organized by the white liberal. You understand that? Thanks for the call. It's a very important story. It's in Government Zero, by the way. But I'm not here to sell you a book. I'm here to sell you some freedom. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech. First Amendment says freedom of speech. Donald Trump has a First Amendment right to speak freely. They interrupted his First Amendment rights. That's as simple as that. And they claim that they're peace-loving. You know it's a lie. You know how this works. Read Animal Farm. Read Animal Farm. Media deception is behind all of this. Media deception by CNN in particular is the worst of all of it. I really don't know how Fox News covered it. I don't watch Fox anymore. I stopped watching it once I saw the haircut on there. Once I saw the new hairdo and the madness of the face, where she started looking like a bartender in a cheap bar, I stopped watching Fox News. The left wing, along with its brainwashed minions, are pure fascists. They are fostering the violence and the anger. Bernie Sanders people are all communists. These are hardcore street communists. I know what I'm talking about. I know who they are. George Soros, who made his fortune in many different ways, is funding Bernie's brown shirts, who violently attack and disrupt anyone who dares to hold a different opinion. So the next time a stoner comedian dresses up as Hitler to mock Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live, which I never watch, what she ought to do is dress up as Bernie Sanders. What an irony this is. What an irony this is. The vast majority of the media, particularly Hollywood celebrities, are complete and total brainwashed fools. They have no idea what's really going on. So what do you want to talk about? We're waiting for Donald Trump. Apparently he's running late. KKOH, Reno, Bruce, go ahead. What are you calling about?
Yes, Michael. When you were talking about Berkeley, I just wanted to say I came back from Vietnam in May of 69. I lived in Berkeley, and my folks picked me up at the San Francisco International Airport, and we had to go through a roadblock at University Avenue and Interstate 80 to get into the city, and a California Highway Patrolman looked in the car and told me it would be wise not to wear my uniform in town. So that was my welcome back to from Vietnam.
I can imagine. I know some fellows who came back and were spit upon. It's a disgrace. But you see, it's an intergenerational hatred of everything decent in this country. And that's why I played the Ronald Reagan piece. He certainly knew how to deal with these street rats. Donald Trump is on right now. We have to go to line 10. Thanks for the call. Donald Trump, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Michael.
Donald, how are you surviving the brown shirts who are attacking you?
Oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. They're going wild, but it's fine. And I'm in Florida right now campaigning. I'm in Tampa. We're going to Youngstown, Ohio. Right now I'm getting on the plane, leaving Tampa, going to Youngstown, Ohio. And I think it's going to be great. But I think it's going really well, Michael.
Yeah, but Donald, let's get down to specifics here. These are organized protesters. They are violent. They're threatening. They're racists. They're bullies. They storm the stage. The guy who stormed the stage and was stopped by the Secret Service, why are they not throwing the book at this bum?
I don't know why he's not in jail. It's incredible to me. Everybody's telling me the same thing. Now he's going around. He's on talk shows. He's all over the place. And, you know, this guy should be in jail right now.
He should be in... Donald, you know better than I do that if you violate a Secret Service protection order, you're breaking federal laws. This guy has broken several federal laws. Why is he being a folk hero to CNN? This is serious business. You are the candidate of the people today. You have a right to your First Amendment rights. They have no right to interrupt you. We're all furious at what they're doing, and there's a high degree of racism towards white people coming out of these crowds. You see it better than I do.
Well, it's a terrible thing. This guy is a thug. And how he just goes away, and now he's becoming a big movie star, although he doesn't have the face of a movie star, that I can tell you. But this guy's a thug. He should be in jail. How they don't press charges is beyond me. It's just beyond me.
Well, all right. Well, we all feel the same way. So let's move on to the big day tomorrow, the Super Tuesday, this thing of John Kasich and Lehman Brothers. Do you care to comment on that?
Well, John worked for Lehman Brothers in a very high position as a managing partner. And he was at a very, very high position when Lehman Brothers crashed. It was Lehman Brothers, and they crashed, and they almost shut down the world economy. And he worked there. He was a disaster. And then if you look at his other things, I mean, other than the fact that they got lucky and struck oil in Ohio a long time ago, Ohio sits on top of oil. But now with the oil prices going down, you know, I don't know if you know it, but their budget has increased more than any budget of any state in the union. I mean, it's 35%, 36% increase, Michael. So all of this. Plus, he voted for NAFTA, which was a disaster, which, by the way, out of the country, but out of Ohio, it stripped the businesses and took them out. And the other thing is he wants TPP, which is a disaster.
Well, so did Ted Cruz push TPP.
TPP, and it's a big mistake. It will drain our remaining businesses. You know, we had GDP last quarter of nothing. Nothing. I mean, nothing's hard to do. We had nothing. If China goes down, if China, you know, you take China, they're 7%. It's like it's a national catastrophe. Our GDP is zero. It's a disgrace.
Donald, I want to ask you again about Ohio. It's a very important state. It always seems to be the state that decides elections. How are you trending in Ohio right now?
Well, I'm spending a lot of time in Ohio. I love Ohio. I worked in Ohio for quite a while.
No, I'm sorry. The poll. What are the polls showing? That was my question. Where do you stand regarding Ohio right now versus Kasich and Cruz?
Yeah, the polls are showing that Kasich and I are even, like at about 34 or 35. We're just about even, and Cruz is down way below, and Rubio is way back, and Rubio is way, way back. And
yeah, but Donald, listen, Kasich pretends to be a man of the people, came from poor people, the father was a postal carrier, whatever. I forget the story. I don't know whether he was a coal guy or worked in a steel mill, whatever, working class. But here's a man who worked for Lehman Brothers. That should certainly tell the people of Ohio he's not the humble man he pretends to be, in my opinion.
Well, he worked for Lehman Brothers, and let me tell you, if you watch the first two debates, he was screaming, shouting, ranting, raving. Then all of a sudden he got beat down, and after he got beat down, he pretends he's this really nice guy. Look, maybe he's a nice guy, maybe he's not. I can tell you, he has not done a good job for Ohio. Real estate taxes in Ohio have been forced so high because of what he's done with taxation that everyone's real estate taxes have gone up so much. And Ohio is a disaster. And if you look at the steel industry and the coal industry in Ohio, it's almost non-existent now.
Well, Donald, before you go, the big, big story today is that Kasich came out all in for amnesty for illegal aliens. He was on Fox News. He pledged to submit a comprehensive immigration reform plan to Congress in the first 100 days. He says that it's important to do. He says that they're all sacred, all the illegal aliens. What do you have to say about those statements?
Well, that's totally different. You know, he hasn't been that way for the entire length of the campaign. Now, he's 0 for 20. He hasn't won one state. And I guess he figures he has nothing to lose. Maybe it's a desperation attempt. Maybe it's a good way. I don't know. Maybe somebody's going to vote for him in Ohio. But it certainly is a very bad thing. What he's saying is that people that are here illegally are going to essentially be pardoned. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. You know, we have millions of people want to come into the country, and they're going through a legal process, and someday they're going to come in. And these people are going to get in for nothing, and that's what he's saying. And it's very unfair to a lot of people. No, you can't do that. It's a big mistake. We're not going to have a country if you do that.
Well, so you're standing by your original statements about illegals, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to have a strong border. We're going to have the wall. Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Assure you, we have a trade imbalance of $58 billion the wrong way with Mexico. They're going to pay for the $10 billion wall 100%. As sure as you're sitting where you are, Mexico is going to pay for the wall. And no, not amnesty. You can't. People will come into the country, and they're going to come in legally. And I want people to come in, but they have to come in legally. They can't do what...
Donald, listen, this is very important for me to say. Bill Clinton, when he was president, it was he who pushed NAFTA. I remember it. It was Bush who then drove the last nail into the coffin. We were told, at the time before NAFTA, we had a trade balance with Mexico that was about $50 billion. In other words, they were buying more of our stuff than we were buying of theirs. It's all been reversed because of Bill Clinton and the Democrats. I don't think we should let them get away with that. They're the ones, we used to talk about the great sucking sound that would go south if NAFTA was passed. Well, look what's happened. The great sucking sound that went south is still sucking the job south. We've got to stop it, Donald. That's why you're popular right now, amongst other things.
jobs are leaving us, Michael. They're being taken to Mexico and many other countries. We're not going to have any jobs left if they keep going like this. It's not going to happen. We're going to reverse it. We're going to bring our jobs back. We're going to bring our factories back. And it's not even a question. These people don't know what they're doing, Michael. They don't know what they're doing.
Where are you heading right now? You're jumping on your plane going where?
Down Youngstown, Ohio. And which is an amazing place, and I have so many people that I know that live there, and we're going there. I'm going to make a speech, and that's going to pretty much wrap it up. We're going to do, I hope, really well in Ohio. I think we're going to do great in Missouri. I think we're going to do great in North Carolina. We're going to do, I think we're going to do good all over, and we have the big one in Florida, as you know, and I'm just leaving Florida now to go to Ohio. But it's
you know, Donald, you missed me. I was in Florida all of last week, and you missed me. Did you know that?
Well, that's then I did miss you. I think we're going to do great in Illinois, too, Mike. That's what I'm hearing. So we have some.
All right, Donald, I'll let you get on the big bird and head out to Youngstown, an ex-great steel town. And thank you. It's always a very important day when you're on the Savage Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the man himself. We'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. Riots that are being instigated by the radical left, funded by George Soros, is the issue that we're talking about. At least we know who is behind it all. It's George Soros. Do you know that George Soros provoked violence in the Ukraine? He funded the riots. He used provocateur armed attacks, saying that both sides, he brought about all-out war. And do you know what happened afterwards? One day after the fall of Ukraine's duly elected government, U.S. cargo jets landed and stole Ukraine's gold. And then one of Joe Biden's sons was placed in charge of Ukraine's oil industry.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
I want you to get Michael Savage on record. I talked about the violence at the Trump rallies being promoted by CNN and these thugs, people who are beating people up, shouting anti-white statements that would make your blood curl, that vermin on the media, in the media outlets like CNN won't even report. They tell them to sing folk songs instead to let you think they're peaceful. They're not. We also learned today, at least we know who is behind all of it, the man funding these move-on people is George Soros, and how any nation could permit a man as corrupt as this to foment civil war is no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Did you know that George Soros is Kasich's sixth biggest donor? Do you know that Vladimir Putin kicked the evil man Soros out of Russia? Do you know any of that? Did you know that Putin kicked this evil money changer out of Russia? Why has he not been kicked out of America for what he's doing to this country? People are asking. Well, Donald was on. I think he did a good job. And tomorrow's the big day. Big Tuesday, Super Tuesday. We know that the violence is coming from the radical left, which is posing as, kind of again, peaceful and loving. Same thing as the 60s. These bullies are attacking him. They should be in prison. This guy from Ohio who was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and inducing panic. This man should be in prison. He violated Secret Service protective orders. He should be in prison. But because we have Obama in the White House and Loretta Lynch, look, let's reverse it. What if a Trump supporter or a right-wing fanatic, they're not the same, stormed the Hillary Clinton stage and they were stopped by Secret Service? Tell me if they would have been released on their own recognizance and gone. Tell me if they would have been lauded by the media. Of course not. No, they wouldn't have. They'd be in prison. They would have been kept in prison for right now. So we have very, very strange times right now, and I warned you in Stop the Coming Civil War that the people were on the verge of a civil war in this country, and we have a civil war. It's coming from the left, funded by George Soros. He would like to see the same chaos here, in my estimation, as what he promoted in many European nations, especially Ukraine. In my opinion, he has graduated to treason. This is not free speech to fund violent groups like this. This is treason. And here we are. He's getting away with it because of the government right now. And I want, and I asked in that book, Stop the Coming Civil War, the following questions. I said, for those of us who study governments that have taken nations from freedom to fascism, the handwriting has been on the wall for many years. My question is this, I wrote. Will the Obama inner circle of extremist left-wing radicals trigger an event that will provoke an American insurrection, even a civil war? Is this concern to be dismissed as a right-wing conspiracy? Let me explain to you what is happening, and I did. And I then quoted Michelle Obama and many others who I thought were stirring up the masses from the beginning. I don't think you remember any of these speeches. I had them on the show over and over again. I had them. They were stirring up class warfare in the country. They were fighting against the very freedoms promised us in the U.S. Constitution. They were stirring up minority voters to get them to come out at the ballot box and intimidate you. You, the Trump voter. And here's Michelle Obama, the first lady, when she gave a speech. I believe it was, I don't know which college it was. I'll read exactly the words. Here's what she said. Oh, it was in Kansas. She said, the fact is that your experience here in Topeka would have been unimaginable back in 1954 when Brown versus Board of Education first went to the Supreme Court. This would not be possible. Back then, Topeka, like so many cities, was segregated. So black folks and white folks had separate restaurants, separate hotels, separate movie theaters, swimming pools, and of course, the elementary schools were segregated too, said the esteemed, peace-loving First Lady. And I wrote this. I said, how do you feel about the First Lady stirring up such racial enmity in this speech? How would you feel if I told you that I believe it's not an isolated incident? And then I quoted Attorney General Eric Holder, who said in his graduation speech the following, quote, codified segregation of public schools has been barred since Brown versus Board of Education. But in too many of our school districts, significant divisions persist and segregation has reoccurred, including zero tolerance school discipline practices that, while well-intentioned and aimed at promoting school safety, affect black males at a rate three times higher than their white peers. So I wrote this. Did you hear what Eric Holder said? He told his audience that black males are targeted not because they cause more disruptions and violence in the classroom, but because they are black. And I wrote, it's Animal Farm, it's upside down, it's doublespeak, it's everything we were warned about since the dawn of social engineering in this country. And then I quoted others in the Obama administration and on the left, including the liar of liars, Nancy Pelosi, one of the worst and most dangerous people to have ever invaded Congress. Here is one of the wealthiest women whose fortune has gone up numerous factors while she's been in Congress. And she was acting as though she was a member of the Occupy Wall Street movement. And I quoted her in this book, Stop the Coming Civil War. I will read it to you if, in case you've forgotten it. Here is what Nancy Pelosi, con woman, said. Our founders were successful disruptors of the then status quo. Being called a disruptor, in my view, is a very high compliment. You here in Berkeley are already disruptors in many ways. In 1964, Mario Savio and company were disruptors of the status quo. When he and his fellow activists occupied Sproul Hall, their exercise of free speech could only travel as fast as television, radio, and newspapers. Think of your possibilities. Now it's all about you. Now, why would one of the most manipulative, cunning women in the history of Congress stir up people to become disruptors? How does she profit from that? What kind of money does she make off the disruption? Ask yourself those questions. Because make no mistake about it, it's only about money. That's all it ever is. It's only about money. What money did she make off causing, stirring up these protesters? It's only about money. And what is George Soros? What kind of money is he making from these disruptions? He stirred up the masses in the Ukraine, caused a civil war, brought about a collapse of Ukraine. Did he profit from it? What is he going to make off this in America if this collapses? If he causes a collapse in this country? But I want to repeat what I said earlier. The smartest reaction was the one you saw from Trump. He didn't take the bait. He did not fight fire with fire. He did not react with violence. He didn't ask for people to fight with them. He did the opposite. He became Gandhi. I don't think you understand that. It is so counterintuitive for me to say that, but Trump acted like Gandhi, not like Mussolini, when these vermin disrupted his rally. He could have done the opposite. He could have told the crowd to beat them up, couldn't he? He could have waved his hand. Believe me, there are a lot of strong men in that crowd who like to strangle them. But he didn't do it. Think about his constraint and his wisdom. He withdrew rather than let them provoke violence. Never get me wrong. I'm a man of peace. And we have a candidate who's a man of peace. Whether you like him or not, you got to understand what's going on here. And I've been trying to explain to you what's going on here. I'm trying to explain to you where the money is coming from behind these street thugs, these racist street thugs. You have to understand all of this. WMAL, Bob, line six. Go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Yes, the Trump is really the only one that I've been hearing that actually cites percentages of job losses and industry losses and trade misbalance. And then at the same time, he cites the high unemployment amongst the inner city people that can only be solved by bringing the industry back. These people that are causing these problems have nothing to do because there are no jobs, there's no education, there's no...
Wait. Who are you talking about? The street thugs who are disrupting the rallies? No, one of them was a college student, a college senior. He's in college. He's at Ohio State. He's in college. He comes from a middle-class family.
College education system does it.
I guess you didn't hear what I said. They're not all out of work. No, they're not all out of work. Some of them are college students. Don't you know that?
Right. And so I will say to that, that is the state of our education system for those that are in college. That is what they're learning. They're learning that we take...
That's right. So in other words, this dummy who ran up on the stage who now thinks he's a folk hero was told to do it by his professors. He's now being lauded as a campus hero when he should be behind bars for violating federal law.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see him in prison. So did Trump say the same thing. WABC, Dawn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Michael, hi. This is Dawn. I'm related to the thug who jumped over the fence. Number one, I'm for Trump, okay?
Wait a minute. Sorry. You're related to what? Which thug?
The boy from Ohio. He's from Wright University, from Georgia.
You're related to that thug?
Yes, I unfortunately am, okay? He does what he wants. He's trying to make a name for himself. He's there for school for acting. The reason why he's out of jail already is because his mom works. She's worked for the federal government. She's worked in the Democratic pool down there. She works in the highway department. She's in it thick up to her nose, okay? So, of course, they're going to get help to get him out. He did a very, very stupid thing. And what he did to Donald Trump and his family to frighten them like that is a disgrace to my family and our family name. I do not support this kid. And
Are you from the DeMassimo family?
I am. Yes, I am. And I'm.
So you're really you're related to this moron who did a thing like that, who took away the First Amendment rights of Donald Trump and threatened people in the crowd?
Yes, I am, and I'm mortified by it. And my mother and the rest of my family are horrified.
What is he, your sister's son? Is he your sister's son?
My brother.
Your brother, what does your brother have to say about his idiot son?
I have not called him. He will not take calls.
Is your brother a left winger? Is your brother a left winger?
He was in the military, and he's a teacher. I'm sure he's not very pleased. But again, these kids go out, they do a lot of stuff, a lot of stupid stuff on the internet. And this kid is doing a lot of stupid stuff, and the parents are...
So, in other words, this kid is the equivalent of Muslims who join ISIS.
That's right. Your
nephew, who stormed the stage, is like the radical Muslims, the kids who are brainwashed on the internet and join ISIS. So instead of joining ISIS, they're joining MoveOn.org. MoveOn.org is the ISIS of America. It's the recruitment for violent, unstable people.
And instead of getting the education and looking to see what's right and wrong, he follows the crowd.
Well, maybe David Geffen can hire him to be his water manager, manage the water for his lawns. That's just a bad joke. I mean, that ties into an earlier story. I'm sure Hollywood will invite him to do a movie about how brave he is now.
I didn't know that you knew
who he was even. But there he is. Well, I can't say anything to the... Call Dawn on WABC. Thank you for calling the program. It's 46 minutes to the hour. Michael Savage back in California. Still jet lagged. I don't know what time zone I'm in, but I'm here. And the phone number here I know is 855-17282. I'm actually much more stable here because I'm on my own home studios with ISDN lines as opposed to MPLS lines, which I use in Florida. That was a hard one for me because, wow, being next to the ocean and the rain and the storms. I heard the third hour on Friday. We had a little burping and chirping. But nevertheless, it's a miracle being on the radio. I'm glad that you're with me here, and I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2647. You know, what goes around comes around. I mean, the wheel is turning, turning, turning. I've been here before. I know how this goes. It's going to be a very hot summer. These street mobs are being funded by George Soros. He funded MoveOn.org, but he's not alone. Wealthy Democrats are funding the street rats. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that Soros donated $1.46 million to get the organization rolling, but he wasn't alone? Linda Pritzker, P-R-I-T-Z-K-E-R, of the Hyatt Hotel family, gave MoveOn.org a $4 million donation, according to InfoWars. Many of the Democrat and so-called progressive candidates supported by MoveOn have never gotten elected since the organization was formed. They keep trying to get elected through violence, but it never works. And the violent demonstration in Chicago that you saw last weekend and in Kansas City is what you're going to see throughout the entire campaign, as they try to shut down their political enemies and elect either the rotten Hillary Clinton or the communist Bernie Sanders. Never forget what's going on. It comes from the top, from the very rich people. And now out of Europe, what will happen to this country unless Trump wins? Don't go out after sunset or you'll be raped. Swedish police chief advises girls, stay at home. Swedish police, this comes to us from informationliberation.com. Would you like this in America? Swedish police have given up trying to protect Swedish women from the exponential rise of rapes and gang rapes by newly arrived Arab and North African migrants. Thank you, Merkel. Thank you, Soros. Thank you, Brzezinski. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. Police chief of Östersund, Stefan Gerand, advised all Swedish women to not go out after sunset because they're likely to be raped or, quote, something more terrible. He says the rapes the police investigate are especially violent and often lead to serious injury or the death of the victims. So they're not just raping the Swedish girls, they're hurting them on top of raping them. That's your Muslims and your Africans that are being welcomed with open arms by the suicidal nation of Sweden. I don't know how descendants of Vikings have become complete and total, just they're not there. There's no manhood left in Sweden. Where did it go? Is there a Swede in the audience who could tell me how such big men can be so small? Is there a Swede in the audience who can take us down the road and show us how a nation which cannot protect its own women can survive? Is there a Swede in the audience who will tell me what Sweden will do to save itself from, Open border policy to illegal immigrants of young Muslim men from the poorest, most backward third world nations on earth. Native Swedes are expected to become a minority by 2040. Sound familiar? Is that what you'd like in America? You want to become a minority in your own country? Go ahead. Go ahead and keep espousing liberal platitudes. And then you'll wake up one day and say, who was that guy on the radio who tried to warn me?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is. Well, you made it to hour three with me. Thanks for sticking with me. If you just joined the show, you missed Donald Trump talking about the violence that is being incited against him by Soros-fronted groups such as MoveOn.org. We talked about who's funding these groups. I frankly lauded Mr. Trump for telling his audience not to react and not give the left what they want, and that was a very good interview. We talked about Kasich in Ohio, where Trump faces a very, very close contest in the primary tomorrow. And I think we should begin this hour by playing for you an interview that John Kasich did, where he says he's going to grant amnesty to illegal aliens in the first 100 days should he be president. Where he also said, he said amazing things in this interview that you have to see. There are, I think they're still up on the top of the Drudge Report somewhere. I haven't looked at it. Here it is. Kasich goes all in for amnesty. Illegals made in the image of the Lord. Made in the image of the Lord? You mean we're not? You mean only illegals are made in the image of the Lord, John? We're not? Those of us who were born here are not made in the image of the Lord? Those of us who pay taxes, etc.? Crazy. One of his major donors is an associate of none other than the evil Dr. Evil himself, George Soros. Did you know that? Soros associate gives $200,000 to pro-Kasich super PAC. Came out today, Daily Caller. Management, an investment firm founded by liberal mega donor George the Evil One Soros, has given more than $202,700 to help John Kasich's presidential campaign, according to FEC records. Of that total, $200,000 was given to the pro-Kasich super PAC New Day for America. This is amazing. This is amazing. George Soros is one of the largest financiers of MoveOn.org, an organization that took credit for the disturbances at a planned Trump rally in Chicago over the weekend. Well, my friends, now you see the connection between John Kasich and the riots against Trump. Now you know that the quiet John Kasich is a front. It's a front group. It's a front act along the lines of many, many others who have learned to present themselves wolf in sheep's clothing. Let's put it to you that way. Make it simple. So let's go to clip six, where he had an interview on, of course, Fox News about legalization yesterday, 06.
You said in your first 100 days as president, you will submit a comprehensive immigration reform plan to Congress, including a path to citizenship.
No, I didn't say a path to legalization.
A path to legalization, yeah. Excuse me.
Well, I mean, what I proposed is, look, first of all, we're going to freeze all federal regulations for 1 year and have a vice president begin to deregulate, look at the things that don't make sense, get rid of them. Number two, we're going to have tax cuts both for businesses and for individuals. Number three, we're also going to restrain governments so we can get to a balanced budget. Number four, let's get the border fixed. Number five, let's start working on Social Security, within 100 days.
Let's go back to number four, because you didn't say let's just get the border fixed. You said, and you're quite right, comprehensive immigration reform,
yeah, sure,
including a path to legalization.
Yeah, right. For those that, you know, look, here's the deal. Finish the wall, have a guest worker program where people can come in, work, and go home. And then for the 11.5 million who are here who have not committed a crime since they've been here, then a path to legalization.
You know what's amazing about this is the big lie about 11 million. How many years have I told you it's 35 to 40 million? I'm the only one. This is the government figure of 11 million people are here illegally. I've heard this for the last 10 years. It's a fake number. The fact is they don't know what the number is, but since the government lies about the budget about 3-1, I'd say it's at least 30 to 40 million people here illegally. What do you mean 11 million? They keep sticking to the same number. Anyway, that's an important point. One lie after another. One lie after another. One lie after another. Vows amnesty within 100 days if elected. Illegals are made in the image of the Lord. Can you imagine this kind of rhetoric? Astounding, isn't it? WDRC Radio. Rob, go ahead. What's your... See, called. Some are called, but some do not answer. Some are called and they do answer, but he's gone. Line number six, Sue on WMAL. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind? What's this with the call screening? Is the pizza interfering with the callers or what? Okay, I'm not going to say anything that can get me in trouble, but you know, I have nothing but constant trouble on this show with calls. So very soon I'm going to be changing the format of my radio show. There's going to be no call screening. It is going to be all unscreened phone calls. I don't need a screener if they're not there when I call for them.
I think I'm going to talk about just having no call screening for a week. They'll be just callers. I'll take you. If I like you, we'll talk. If not, then we'll hang up on you. That's all. Let's try again. Andy, line 4, KSFO. Go ahead, please.
To answer your question about Sweden, how they say themselves, they need to elect Jimmy Akeson in the 2018 general election.
Well, no one knows what you're talking about. Let me back it up. Swedish girls are being raped en masse, and they're afraid to go out at night, and the police say they can't protect them. The immigrants from the third world, notably Muslim men and African men, are raping the women and laughing about it. And they're not only raping them, they're beating them up after they rape them. And the police refuse to protect the women. I asked, how does Sweden save itself from itself? So your answer is?
So the Sweden Democrats in Sweden against all this uncontrolled immigration. That's really the last hope, or Sweden becomes totally taken over by...
What party is it that you are referring to in Sweden that is opposed to this tsunami of immigrants?
It's not talked about much, but it's the Sweden Democrats, who are Eurosceptic, they're anti-immigration, they're Swedish nationalists.
Why is it that women in Sweden are not rioting in the streets, demanding that they be protected and the immigration stop? Why are the women silent?
A lot of it's because of political correctness and how you think the brainwashing is bad here in the schools. It's even worse in Sweden.
And so the children, the girls, have been so brainwashed into thinking that if they're being raped, they deserve it?
There's even one case in Sweden where a girl who was raped actually felt sorry for the guy who raped her. It's truly.
Oh, my God. We heard about the Stockholm Syndrome. I guess I know where that comes from. You know, there was a very sad story of about 15 years ago of a young girl named Amy Beale. Amy Beale was a do-gooder child of do-gooder leftist parents in America, and she went to South Africa after the revolutions in South Africa to help the poor, oppressed minorities of Africa. And she had black friends who were with her. They were driving through a neighborhood somewhere in Johannesburg, and a mob of locals stormed the car and pulled the white girl out of the car and beat her to death. Her black friends were screaming, don't hurt her, don't hurt her, she's a good lady, she's one of us. They beat her to death right in front of her friends. Well, that's only the beginning of the story. The tragedy of the story is what I'm about to tell you. Her mother, when she was interviewed after she had been killed by this mob of blacks in Africa, said that she felt bad for the mobs because they had been oppressed for so long, and that Amy died for a good cause, or something to that effect. This is what you're talking about, which is liberalism, the mental disorder, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Well, it's a sad state of truth that we are discussing. And I don't know if we can turn the tide. I don't know if the insanity is so deeply embedded that the West is completely finished. Or if, forget Trump, if anyone can save us from the end of this world that we know. But what about the Swedish men? There are Swedish men. Where are they? They're not all brainwashed. There are Swedes who go hunting. There are Swedish fighters. Where are they? Where are these people? Mark, KUGN, what's going on in Sweden that this is allowed to go on?
Well, absolutely, Mike. I agree with you 100%. It's just, it's heartbreaking to see, you know, good, strong men, or who once were good, strong men. I think they still are physically, but my idea is that socialism, which Sweden has had a very largely proportionate socialist working government within the population, giveaways, freebies up and down the line, I think it weakens people. They're on the tit of the state from a very young age, and it takes away the self-esteem of the men. And I think it would happen in Sweden. I think it would happen anywhere in the world, Mike. It's just.
Well, wait, I want to ask you something. I know Sweden has been a welfare state for a very long time. And their income was being generated from what, the North Slope oil?
You know, I'm not sure about that, Mike, but it's really hard to say. I think that gets into global oil politics, you know, and it kind of gets delegated.
Yeah, but with the downturn of the price of oil, I would think the welfare state had to, you know, tighten its belt a bit. But look, we're talking beyond fiscal issues here. We're talking about issues of survival. when you have gangs of Muslims and Africans raping with impunity in Sweden, and you have police saying they can't protect the women and that women should not go out at night, that tells us that it's a nation that is dying, doesn't it?
They should bring the army out. They should clear them up. They should round them up. And they should either deport them back to their original country, or they should put them all in jail and then let them back slowly, whatever way they want to do it, but get them out of the country. It's just infuriating. It really is.
Yeah, but this, you see, here's the reason I'm bringing up the Sweden story, is because when I see "Don't go out after sunset or you'll be raped," Swedish police chief advises girls stay at home, from informationliberation.com. When I see a story like this, I say to myself, how far behind that are we here in this country when you have brainwashed children who think that all immigrants are good, all immigrants come here to work, that there's a thing called white privilege? They've also been brainwashed here with the same kind of rubbish in plain English. How can this nation survive? We have only one candidate who is really sounding the alarm about this, and he was attacked viciously by front groups, for the very groups that caused mayhem in Europe. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Let's move on this hour. Again, it's a talk show. If you care to talk about any of the topics I mentioned or anything that's bugging you, whatever the pebble in the shoe may be, the phone number is 855-407-282. That's a phrase I used for many years on my talk show. It's still apt, by the way. Cato the Elder, the Roman historian, wrote that the average Roman really didn't care about where the legions were, what the legions were doing in Germania or wherever. They cared about the pebble in the shoe, meaning the cost of bread, the cost of wheat, the cost of leather, how much it cost, how much grain cost in Rome. That's what bothered the average Roman. They weren't concerned about what was going on overseas, in other words. And I think it's the same today, the pebble in the shoe. So whatever the pebble in your shoe is, that's the number to call if you want to talk about it. Now, my pebble right now is a boulder, and it's Bernie Sanders, one of the worst people I've ever seen in my life. A phony through and through, a communist through and through, has gotten this far because of the low level of education in this country and the secret forces of evil behind him. Listen to what this liar Bernie Sanders says in clip 10.
We should take Mr. Trump's words with a grain of salt, because I think, as almost everybody knows, this man cannot stop lying about anything. To call me a communist is a lie. To talk about our organization or our campaign disrupting his meeting is a lie. Were there some people there? There were thousands of people, as I understand it. Some of them were supporters of mine. But certainly, absolutely, we had nothing to do, our campaign had nothing to do with disrupting his meeting.
No, Karl. Karl Marx had nothing to do with it. Now, he is a communist, Sanders. He has been his whole life. He could call himself a progressive. It doesn't matter to me what he calls himself. There's no distinction between what Sanders stands for and what Karl Marx and Lenin stood for. It's the state takeover of everything. It's from the cradle to the grave. Socialism, if you want to call it. He's a communist. I know the type. He sounds like a communist, walks like a communist, talks like a communist, dresses like a communist, has a communist-looking wife. The wives even look like communists. Look like Stalin's housewife, his wife. And the point I'm making is he is what he looks like and what he sounds like. So Trump isn't lying about that. Not in my opinion. And then he goes on and attacks Trump because he's jealous of him, because Trump has, let's face it, Trump is better looking. Trump has better clothing, a better wife, certainly a nicer car. Listen to clip 11.
I think what you see is a man, and even his Republican colleagues make this point, his language, his intonations, when he talks about carrying people out in stretchers, when you see at his rallies people sucker punch folks, kick people when they're down. This is a man who keeps implying violence, and then you end up getting what you see. So
see, this
I think
is exactly how communists work. This is how communists work. They cause the violence, and then they see the other side cause the violence. This is war. This is how civil war erupts. When you have a snake like Sanders provoking the violence and then saying that the men he provokes, the Black Lives Matter, every day saying that white police are Ku Klux Klan members who are out to kill unarmed blacks. Here is a man who lives on racial enmity, lives on racial division, lives on inciting black against white, gay against straight, rich against poor, poor against rich. And then he says, I didn't do it. He says, the other guy did it. This is classic Animal Farm communism. I should say Stalinism, to be exact, more precise in my description of what this man is. He's a mini Stalinist. Very dangerous indeed. And if that's not enough for you on the Savage Nation, let's move on. We go to the communist from New York, Bill de Blasio, a man who supported Daniel Ortega, a communist from Nicaragua, a lifetime communist, who is now calling Trump a racist, because that's what communists do. Listen to clip 13.
He separates us. He divides us very openly and for his own purposes, politically, for his own purposes.
Is he talking about Obama?
What he said about the KKK at first when he was asked if he would accept support from David Duke.
Oh, you liar.
He hesitated. He said nothing about what the KKK
has done. Oh, you liar, you. I'm turning it off. I'm not letting this filthy liar talk on my show. Trump never supported the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan, frankly, is the left in America today. They are the true racists of our time. And so we're not even going to play that soundbite. Then we have Rubio. We have Cruz sound for you. Oh, wait, here's the best one. Is Obama on racial division in America? Like, little old me had nothing to do with it. Little old me Obama has nothing to do with the racial divisions in America. Little old Obama. We'll play that when I come back. Phone number 855-47282. This is the Savage Nation. So we're talking about the radicals of the left. They're mainly communist anarchist groups funded by George Soros in large part. They have pretty names now called Occupy This, Occupy That, Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to call them. They are the radicals who are against democracy. Make no mistake about it, everything they say that they're against, they are doing. And they storm the stage. And there's one guy whose name I would never even want to repeat. He should be in jail, but instead CNN invited him on their network. This is why I say America is in trouble, not because of the thugs so much, or not so much because of the evil politicians or the corruption, but because of the media. We all know it's Obama and Loretta Lynch who are behind all of this violence against Trump, because they do not want a Republican to win. Even a Republican of Donald Trump's independent status is too much for the communist, anarchist, socialist left. Now, a sane government knows how to deal with them. There's a way to deal with them nonviolently, but they have to be dealt with quickly, or there will be civil war in this country. Because I will tell you right now, Trump is extremely popular. The people are not going to be shut down. And there are, I don't know whether I should even tell you this, there are unarmed groups being formed to protect Trump rallies. I warned you that this would happen. I warned you there's going to be a counter reaction to these street thugs. They think that they have the stage. They're wrong. They don't have the power in this country. They're a small group of people. They're going to provoke violence on the other side, and that is bad for America. It's very bad for America, but that's exactly what the left specializes in, which is violence and anarchy of this nature. I have an email from a gentleman in New York who said to me, the animals disrupting the Trump rallies are the same move-on clowns who were behind Occupy. Then as now, the mainstream media was complicit in protecting these creatures. You didn't hear about occupiers in Zuccotti Park throwing condoms at passing Catholic school girls, about them doing $3,000 of damage to a restaurant bathroom because the owner refused to let them use it, about the occupiers defecating in building lobbies or beating up a shop owner friend of mine who refused to put a We Support the 99% poster in his window. It was only after the New York Post covered that assault, when no one else would, that Bloomberg was forced to toss Occupy. And by the way, he used a lot more muscle than Trump has used. What were the media doing during Occupy here in New York City? I saw them on one occasion asking old hippies in the group to sing folk songs so they could put that on the air. It's not a movement of peace, Michael Savage. It's a movement of violence being supported by Wolf Blitzer, CNN, NBC, all of the crowd. You know who they are? They're fellow travelers. All of these guys in the media are fellow travelers with the violent movement. You say, well, what do they want to do? They want to burn the cities down? Well, for one, they're all left-wingers in the media. 99% left-wing fanatics. So the people in the street represent what they really want to see happening. Secondly, it's good for ratings. Never forget what they live on. If it burns, it earns. If it bleeds, it leads. They have destroyed America. I told you that. I told you it's the media who destroyed America. Don't blame the vermin on the left. When I wake up and I see the vermin on the left, uneducated louts, vermin, garbage, being on CNN, people have done nothing but destroy. Then you know who the problem is. The problem is CNN. It's not the vermin in the streets. So, the question is, what are we going to do in this country? Where do we turn for an answer? Well, I have an answer for you. There was a president called Ronald Reagan. And many years ago, boys and girls, before you were even born, most of you who were raised on Adderall and the Internet, don't know that we had a conservative governor in the state of California before he was a conservative president who took on protesters here in Berkeley, California, a stoner's throw away from me, my alma mater, where I earned my doctorate very proudly. Way back when, Ronald Reagan confronted the vermin who tried to take over the People's Park. It was public land, and they tried to seize it. And Ronald Reagan stood up to them. You should see them trying to attack Reagan, but he wouldn't take the bait. He put them down without losing his temper. He talked to those white-bearded fools, those white-bearded tenured fools who are it's intergenerational. Their descendants are now ruining America right now. They're sitting there on their perches in Berkeley and Harvard and Columbia, NYU, all of the denizens of lower living, all the institutions of lower living, the little creep, Robert Reich, who pretends that he's a big professor over there at UC Berkeley. They threw him out of government. He got a couple hundred grand a year for espousing hate every day of his life, in my opinion, about how disequitous the system is. Meanwhile, look into the history of Robert Reich, the great progressive at Berkeley. Look at his wife. And way back when she didn't get tenure, she sued the college back east. She forced the college to give her tenure. This is who they are. These are all power-mad, greedy couples who are jealous of anyone who does better than themselves. But let's put them aside. It's the street thugs that we are concerned about. The street thugs who basically do their bidding. But I want to focus directly on what was done at the Trump rallies over the last few days. I want to focus on the vermin on the left who stormed the stage like the left-wing stormtroopers they claim they're not. Who they are, what the assemblage is made up of. We know who funds them. And in my previous book, I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. And I warned that unless the voice of the people is heard, there's liable to be a civil war in this country. My friends, we're in a civil war. It's not a shooting civil war, comma, yet, comma, completely, period. But it is a civil war nevertheless. The radical vermin on the left burnt Ferguson to the ground, almost burned Baltimore to the ground, all on false pretexts of police actions against black men. It's a lie. We know it's a lie. It was a lie in Ferguson. It was a lie in Baltimore. And yet, the radical left exploits the lies, foments the masses, and wants the city to burn, baby, burn. And that's how they intimidate the middle class in this country. The man behind it all is in the White House, the smirking, smiling, smoking, thin man who is literally a Teflon Don. Teflon Don Obama fomented all of this, along with Eric Holder, and now with Attorney General Lynch. They're all behind it. Every last one of them is fomenting this in this country. So what is happening? People don't know how to stop it. Trump wisely left the stage when the left-wing stormtroopers stormed the stage. Wisely, he didn't react. Had he reacted, he would have given them exactly what they wanted, which is to paint him as what he is not. They are, in fact, the fascists I've warned you about. For years, I've warned you about it. I warned you about it in Stop the Coming Civil War. I warned you about it in Government Zero. And I've warned about it for well over 10 years. I have warned about it for 10 years. I said, unless you respect the people's wishes, unless you respect the will of the voter, you're going to have fascism in America. Now, we don't have fascism in America, but the left, as you well know, is a fascist assemblage of vermin that wants to disrupt the voting process in America. The man behind it is the most evil man in the history of America, George Soros. George Soros, a Jewish refugee from Nazi Germany, came to America and has spent his entire life trading money in the back of the temple, almost broke the British pound, did the same thing in Malaysia, almost destroyed the Malaysian currency, fomenting tremendous anti-Semitism in Malaysia amongst the, at that point, quiet Muslim population. George Soros has spent his entire recent years undercutting the Republican Party, even the mainstream Republican Party of George Bush, undermining the voter in every way he can, funding vermin like MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, you name it. Anyone who could disrupt the voters, George Soros is funding. Soros funded MoveOn.org, takes credit for violence in Chicago. Now, we'll go into why an emigre to America who made billions of dollars in a nation that has treated him so well would want to destroy the nation. We'll go into that later on. Some of it puzzles me, some of it doesn't. So now let's look at the history of what happens when the radical communist left gets out of control and acts out the way they're doing in Chicago and everywhere else against a very popular candidate, warts and all, Donald Trump. There was a group called, that you probably heard of, you heard who they are, you know what their name is, you've heard that they've been called the Sturmabteilung, but they're not. The Stormtroopers, the Sturmabteilung. Who were they? Literally, it means in German, storm detachment. They were the original paramilitary wing of the Nazi Party. They were a reaction. They were a reaction. And I'll repeat again. To groups who disrupted the meetings of the Nazi Party. And they were tough street thugs who fought against the paramilitary units of the left, including the Red Front Fighters League of the Communist Party of Germany. Does that sound familiar to you? MoveOn.org. Red Front Fighters League of the Communist Party of Germany was the predecessor of MoveOn.org. Who else? Oh, many others. Many others tried to disrupt the Nazis. Now you say, well, good for them. Hitler was a Nazi. He was a socialist, a national socialist. Donald Trump is not a national socialist. Donald Trump is the opposite. Donald Trump is a Christian nationalist. So don't lump the two together. Now, the SA have been known in contemporary times as brown shirts from the color of their uniform, the shirts of their uniform, similar to Benito Mussolini's black shirts. So what does it have to do with today? Well, it has a lot to do with today. It has a lot to do with today. George Soros, the most evil anti-American man in American history, who, in my opinion, well, I don't have the power to say what I want to say, so I won't even say it. I'm just a mere talk show host. I don't confuse myself with a politician. Politicians, why, they're the great ones. They're the ones with all the power. They're the true great ones. John Kasich is a great one. Ted Cruz is a great one. Rubio is a great one. Lindsey Graham, these are the great men of our times. They have all the power. They should be doing something to stop the left-wing fanatics, the black shirts, from raging on the stages, beating people up, attacking people, but they do nothing. They keep their mouths shut, which is another story unto itself. But I've warned you that unless the people would be permitted to vote, there's going to be a terribly violent reaction from the people who want their candidate to be heard. Which is exactly that question. How would you recommend that Trump react to the left-wing stormtroopers who are violent? They were violent in Ferguson, where they were funded by George Soros. They were violent in Baltimore, funded again by George Soros. Now they're violent against Donald Trump. They actually stormed the stage where there were Secret Service agents. I don't know if you know it's a federal offense. Attorney General Lynch, your friends who stormed the stage should be arrested for invading a space protected by Secret Service. Well, you're going to have chaos in this country. If you don't arrest them, if you don't arrest them and throw the book at those bums who charged that stage and throw the book at them, you're going to have real chaos in this country, Mrs. Lynch. It's a big topic. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
What the folks who are running for office should be focused on is how we can make it even better. Not insults and schoolyard talks and manufacturing facts. Not divisiveness along the lines of race or faith.
No.
Certainly not violence against other Americans or excluding them. We're a better country than that.
So here's a man who has done nothing his entire life but stir up one race against another, one class against another, and on, and he's standing up there like he's, well, you get the picture. But I want to go back to the beginning of the show, if you just tuned in. It's very important. There are very important sound bites that have to be replayed, and it's how Ronald Reagan dealt with the Berkeley protesters in 1969. And we have just about enough time to play clip one, Robert. Go ahead, please.
At Berkeley, there was a plot of land that had been taken by protesters. The university owned it. They were trying to turn it into a parking lot. The protesters claimed it as a park for the people.
Reagan orders the California Highway Patrol and Berkeley police officers to the park. While the crowd continues to swell, Reagan's chief of staff sends reinforcements to the scene. He tells them to use whatever methods they choose against the protesters. Not long after, police start firing buckshot and tear gas. One student is killed, and an estimated 128 people are admitted to local hospitals. Reagan declares a state of emergency and sends in the National Guard.
He was attempting to crack down on student protesters. You know, depending on your political point of view, he was either successful in doing so, or he was authoritarian.
Well, she sure stopped the protests. They didn't burn Berkeley to the ground like they did Ferguson and half of Baltimore. That's for sure. Now, I'm not saying that we should use buckshot. Those days are over, but something has to give. Somebody has to stand up to MoveOn.org and the other groups who are threatening free speech in this nation. Somebody has to stand up to them because we don't have a federal government. We've lost the federal government a long time ago. Now, in the next soundbite, which I hope we can, yeah, we have just enough time, there's an amazing YouTube piece that you're going to hear. It's history. He lectures the professors who were behind the rioters. Listen to number two as to how it's done right now.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university. Now, why did you
negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right.
Important institution.
But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
What a great speech that was. I just love the professor with the community, and the community this, and the community that. Yeah, the community, sure. The tenured professors just love the community. But Reagan told them, there's a law, there's law of the land, and you all follow it, whether you're a student or not, and we need law and order right now in America. We need a law and order candidate. Thanks for listening. Savage Nation.